Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Jane Howth, and it is my pleasure reading God's Word to you. I've been a member of Mountain Brook Baptist Church for 20 years. I work with the Cooks on a Mission, and I run a ministry to first responders. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today's passage is 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 9, and I'm reading from the NIV version. Treasures in jars of clay. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. I have read 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 9 frequently, but I had never considered anything but the obvious, treasures in actual jars of clay. In the time frame of when the Bible was written, sacred documents were placed in clay jars and buried to keep the valuable content safe. The Dead Sea Scrolls are an example of this. But in 2 Corinthians, it is God's Word that lives in us as treasures in fragile jars of clay. Our bodies may be the fragile jars of clay, but God's presence, grace, mercy, and love inside us are the treasures. It is the power of Christ sustaining us. This treasure is the eyes of grace to see the good in our lives. It is a discerning heart to see God's will for us and the wisdom to follow the path He has chosen for us. It is being grateful in all circumstances. It is the strength and endurance we need to turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones, to overcome and live above our circumstances. It is the light in the darkest of pits. Our bodies may develop cracks caused by our weaknesses, but God uses those cracks in the jars of clay to allow His light, grace, mercy, and love to shine through. We testify to the treasures inside us by sharing our blessings, compassion, love, and forgiveness with everyone He brings into our lives each day. But He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. Our bodies may be the jars of clay, but our faith in God and His constant sustaining presence in our lives is the treasure. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, for I will not leave you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Will you pray with me? Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Grant that I may not seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.